This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
Welcome, folks. That was Barack Obama describing how the left has destroyed or tried to destroy America, destroy our culture. It's funny, he's saying this as if we're the ones doing it. Think about everything these people have lied about. He says you flood them with misinformation. What have they done? I defy you. If you're listening to this program, tell me one single thing in these so-called conspiracy theories that we have. Tell me one that hasn't turned out to be true. Give me one. Oh, Kevin, we haven't figured out J6. If you still believe that January 6th was a bunch of people who wanted to protect Trump who went to D.C. unarmed, then you're part of the problem. If you believe that Joe Biden won the first election legitimately, you're part of the problem. If you believe that Hunter Biden is a Renaissance man, that you probably would if you believe either of those first two things. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I often recount these various things that the left say, or, you know, things that we should have been concerned about. There was a threat to our democracy, is what they would say. And the first one, Trump colluded with the Russians. What happened? They stacked the deck against the man. Robert Mueller picked nothing but Hillary Clinton acolytes. And what did they come up with? It didn't happen. And you know what the Democrats' wiggle room is? Well, he wasn't definitive about it. Ukraine. They accused him of extorting Ukraine. Who extorted Ukraine? Joe Biden publicly did. If they investigate my son, I'll take this $1 billion of American taxpayer money back. And then what did he do? Because he now knows they've got him. What's he doing? He's now flooding their, he's giving them billions of our dollars. Billions. Military equipment. Everybody in the country, not all of us, but most of these lefties, we stand with Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. They can't even put point out Ukraine on a map. We stand with Ukraine. Everybody's got the flag and the pin, the virtue signalers. Or signalers. But Obama says you got to flood them with so much misinformation. And that is exactly what they've done. They flooded us with Wu flu nonsense. What are we learning about the Wuhan lab? We now know. And it's funny, Christopher Wray goes on, talks to, Chris Wallace or somebody, and says, well, it was probably likely came from a lab. And everybody's like, Christopher Wray said it. Christopher Wray said it. I don't need Christopher Wray to validate me. Who cares if Christopher Wray said that? We already knew. Hey, let me ask you, have you learned to trust yourself and your own intuition and your own observation? I don't. Christopher Wray doesn't validate Jack for me. Christopher Wray is late to the party. What has he missed? He's missed bombings. He's missed other terrorist activities and terrorist attacks. He's completely let crooks run around free. I mean, really? I'm going to listen to this guy?
Well, Kevin, he is the FBI director.
Oh, wow. Well, he's so credentialized. Well, I'll just abandon all my common sense and defer to Christopher Wray, because after all, he's been made the FBI director. Oh, and, oh, by the way, he went to Harvard. I don't know where he went, but that's what we get so caught up in. Let me tell you, Christopher Wray doesn't mean jack to me. Kevin, Woody Harrelson said something about, you know, the vaccines. Okay, great. I like Woody. I'm happy that he's on my side, but I don't need Woody to tell me that Big Pharma is nothing more than a big sanctioned drug cartel. I did talk about him, the fact that it's been heard around the world, but let me tell you, didn't impact me. I'm glad he's got a bigger voice that can impact more people and make them become aware of it, but didn't tell me anything I didn't know. Joe Biden getting elected and beating Trump after Trump's performance for his first... No way! There's not 5,000 lifetimes I could live where I would believe that lie. So Barack Obama's right. Flood him with nonsense, misinformation. The border is secure, says Mayorkas. Have you been? Have you seen the pictures? Do you think it's secure? There's no way it's secure. He says citizens won't know what to believe. Well, we're there. We don't know what to believe, but I'll tell you what we know not to believe is the media. He says what they will do is lose trust in the media. He's telling you, this is how I want you to think about how you lose the republic. You lose trust in the media. We didn't lose trust in the media. The media abandoned us. They stopped being journalists. I still have trust in media. I have trust in the way that it was supposed to be. You lose trust in political institutions. I still trust political institutions. I don't trust these. He says you lose trust in each other. I haven't lost trust in you. I know the people on the left, they are not to be trusted. Why would I trust them? And then he says this. You lose hope in the possibility of truth. He's 100% right about that. I don't believe this government. I don't believe the media. I don't believe the political institutions of this government. I don't believe anybody on the left or anything that they say, because their ideas are born out of complete and utter ignorance. You're right. I don't believe them. What we are witnessing today, folks, is leftism, which is craziness on display. They want transgender reading hours. They want to sexualize your children. They want to teach racism across the board to everybody. They want diversity, inclusion, and equity die, implement it, and it won't work. None of the things that they do work, and I've challenged anybody, show me something that's working. In the last 5 decades, I'm waiting.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Try explaining leftism, folks. I dare you. Act like you're teaching a class and explain leftism. Explain it topically. You know, for example, don't give me immigration. Explain to me ownership. Does anybody own anything? Why is it that we name our countries, as an example? Why is are we the United States of America, and they have up north of us is Canada, and south of us is Mexico, and we have a dividing line? And let me tell you, if the United States were to cross over the Rio Grande and we start building houses in Mexicans in Mexico territory, I guarantee you the Mexican government is going to go, what are you doing? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They're going to say, who are you to come build houses? If I go build, let's put it to you another way. Let's simplify it. You've got a house, but you've got a big lot. And I bring in a construction crew on your 3 acres, and I start building a house. What are you going to do? You going to just accept it? Or are you going to go, whoa, what are you doing? That's ownership. You've established your border. Who established that for you? I guarantee you, go try to buy a house and see if you can get it without a title company saying, yes, this piece of property, and it's laid out but to the inches, right? They can tell you this is the number of 123 feet 7 inches is yours, going this way, that way, easements, etc. And it's a very sophisticated document that says, here's what you ready for the word, own. 844-551-8255. Now, what they don't tell you is technically the government owns it. And if you go, well, no, Kevin, I've paid my house off. Well, don't pay your taxes and see who owns it. They can get it any way they want. Now, if you're smart and, you know, you get raised good kids and you say, okay, kids, we own the house outright, but you got to pay the taxes every year, then maybe you can keep your property. But it's what you think you own, right? So explain that. What about protection? We're talking about open borders. What about protecting yourself? I have people, David Hogg said something about gun control. You know, the stupid kid that got in Harvard under white affirmative action. Well, he's talking about gun control and all that. And I tweeted to him, I guarantee you, if your life is on the line and you can reach a firearm and it can save your life, I will guarantee you, you'll reach for it and you will use it. See, it's easy to talk about gun control when it's not involving you, when you're behind a protective, you know, whatever, whether you're in a gated neighborhood or you've got security or you're wherever you think you're protected. Because let me tell you, you're not protected even sometimes when you think you are. But let's talk about this from a protection standpoint. What would you do? I know what I would do. I will pick up a rock, a crowbar. I'll poke you in the eye with a blade of grass if that's all I have. But I'm going to do what I can to survive. And I will use whatever bigger, badder weapon that you have. If you've got a crowbar, I will run you over in my car. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to use whatever it takes to protect myself. And here's the good news. I'm not going to start the fight. If I run you over, everybody that knows me knows you started it. I'm not going to start it. I got too many things to do. But here's what I will tell you. Explain leftism's idea of protection. Oh, it's open borders. It's a free-for-all. Anybody can have whatever they want. Well, what does that mean? Can they have my person? See, because I know what that's called. That's called either assault. It's called sexual assault, rape. Call it whatever you want. If you can take my car, can you take my person? And if you're such sticklers on, oh, it's my body, it's this, that, and the other, then why aren't you willing to let me protect my body by any means necessary? Well, Kevin, it's the guns. I'm just saying, I'm giving you, don't give me the scenario, oh, it's Kevin, let's talk about immigration, let's talk about taxes, let's talk about this. Well, let's talk about what the outcome is. Who owns what? Right now, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, does not want you to own your vehicle. They want you to live within 15 minutes biking or walking distance of everything that's in your life. You're going to live in a cocoon. And you want to know what that cocoon is? It will be a cocoon of ignorance where they tell you what to do, how to do it in these little planned neighborhoods. And this is going on all over the world, not just America. They want to tax you to leave your enclave and go somewhere else. So if you go visit friends, you're going to pay your carbon tax, your exit tax to go into another neighborhood, entrance tax. And don't think for a second it won't be regulated, that there won't be you'll have a tag in your car that says you went into 5 different zones. You have to pay the tax. And, of course, rich people will pay it. Poor people, rich people will be jumping around from party to party, you know, no problem. Poor people will be relegated to wherever they're told to be. The information they can get into those locations will be restricted. I can envision this this thing that makes Orwell look like he didn't know what was going on. This is where we are. We're headed there fast. And unless we get people into office who understand this and can thwart it and who are willing to forego, because you're going to be attacked, man. You're willing to forego the attack unless that happens. This is where we're headed. We're headed towards the nonsense of we're dealing with transgender as a serious issue in this country. Something that impacts a very, very small few group of people and is technically is a medical disorder. It's a brain disorder. And I'm not telling you there are many brain disorders. Dyslexia is a brain disorder. That's not saying anything. Kevin, you're being derogatory to the transgender. No. Dyslexia is a brain disorder, and you can learn how to fix it. Transgenderism is a brain disorder. You think, oh, I should have been born a girl. That's a shame. If you your body is different than what your mind says, that, you know, it's a, I wouldn't want to feel that way. But we do. Have you gotten older? Let me tell you, do you remember what you used to do when you were in your 20s and 30s? And your mind still goes, oh, I could still do that. And then you pull a muscle, and your mind reminds you that you're no longer in your 20s and 30s. You're in your 50s, your 60s, or your 70s. But your mind still sees it differently. That's a disorder. Because if you keep doing it, you're going to hurt yourself. It's not. These are things that we need to address, and we need to be talking about them seriously. And the left doesn't want to discuss it. I saw this story. A 50-year-old Canadian, Tiffany Newell, transitioned into a woman in 2017, started competing in women's sports in 2020 after having claimed to have met the World Athletic Guidelines for testosterone levels, and she's dominated women since. 1500 in her category, she's set all the records now for females. And there are people out there that are, you go, girl! Insane.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department says it believes people hurt in the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol may sue former President Trump. The department tells an appeals court the president is not automatically immune if his speech incited violence. Some Capitol Police members and some House members are suing Trump over the attack. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is underway outside Washington with lots of words like this.
President Biden has been spectacularly awful.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, former President Trump, will speak at CPAC on Saturday. The prosecution's getting the final say in the double murder trial of disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh. Today's court session began with the judge removing one juror for talking about the case with at least three other people. The defense ended by reminding jurors of the concept of a reasonable doubt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Aren't there times when you just want leftism to cave in on itself? You just say, I don't care. If you want to do stupid stuff, I don't care. I know this as a parent, you get to the point where you say, I've raised my kids, I've done all I can do, I cannot be concerned anymore what your choices are. They're now your choices. It's called adulthood. I can't care. The problem with leftism is we're all adults and they're still acting like children, and we're putting children in charge of us. I'm willing to let them destroy themselves, folks, even if it hurts me. I think that's when you finally get to the point where you say, I got to show you that though you may bring me down, I'm not down there with you. We have men, folks, competing in women's sports. Oh, I know. They're trans, Kevin. They've transitioned. Then explain to me how they dominate. If you want to, again, I asked these very simple questions earlier. I said, if you want to explain leftism to me, give me the actual thing. I don't want to talk in these big picture concepts. Tell me I want to look at exactly what's happening. So let's look at transgender. Transgender people, men, are competing in what should traditionally be biologically biological women's activities. Whether it's women's track and field, women's basketball, women's baseball, women's mixed martial arts, women's. But we have men, they're kind of girly men because they are not full men anymore, who, quote, transition. They have to get on testosterone blockers. In other words, if you leave them alone for 30 days, what do they become? They become dudes again. So they have to get on these chemicals. And the chemicals are what keep them right at the edge of womanhood, as defined by a doctor. And he says, no, you got to do this much. This will keep you a woman. And then explain to me how whenever men do this, I don't care whether it's swimming, it's boxing, it's tennis, it's whatever, they dominate women. You think this, the Williams sisters are the best tennis players, female tennis players in the world? I'm going to tell you, you're lying. They're not. There is a transgender dude who is going to break every record that Serena and Venus Williams has if he starts now. He'll break every record. And the only thing he has to fear is other men entering his sport. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have men competing in women's sports, and the women of the Me Too movement are torn. Do they support leftism, or do they support women? The people who can't even define woman have to now determine, what do we do? What a conundrum. They want their leagues, right? They want the women's league. They don't want to run against men in the Olympics. They don't want to play men's soccer. You hear this chick, Rapinoe, or whatever that's on the... We need to make as much money as the men. Show me one woman soccer player who's known worldwide. I don't even like soccer. I don't watch the sport. I shouldn't say I don't like it. I haven't studied it. When I've seen it, I watched the World Cup. I saw it. I was like, wow. I will tell you this. I appreciate the athleticism of it. I do. You got to be in shape. But here's what I can tell you. I know Messi, and I know Ronaldo, whatever. I forget the other guy. The one is Messi's the one who won the World Cup? Is he the one? And Ronaldo. I knew Pelé before he died. And I saw this French guy who really played well in the finals. And I thought, wow, I don't remember his name, but I bet you many people do. But here's the point. I know two people's names in soccer, and I don't watch the sport. I know Rapinoe because she's such a big mouth. I wouldn't know her if it hadn't been for that. I wouldn't know her because of her soccer game. I've never seen her play soccer. I've seen the other guys play. Ronaldo, what's his name, and Messi. I've seen them play. I've never seen women's soccer other than a commercial running. I've never watched the game. But she wants to... Women's soccer should make as much as men's soccer, even though nobody watches it. Or very few people do. Certainly in comparison to men, if there was a Women's World Cup of soccer, let me tell you. I tell you what. Don't even let me tell you. Start one. Rapinoe. See what happens. See how much sponsorship you get. We're in a period of woke where women can do whatever they want to do, including these white women. White lesbian women especially, which is what Rapinoe is. Go do it. Go jump to it. Jump, jump, jump to it. I'll go Aretha Franklin on you. Boo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wee-ow. Yeah, jump to it. There are people who cannot define women, but they want their leagues. They want to be paid the same as men, despite not having even anywhere close the audience. And now they're about to get upended. And I say, let it happen. We need to just stop fighting transgender and let them do it. Let our weaker men go over and show them that we can be better women than they are. Meanwhile, the real women of the world, conservative women, can sit back and chuckle and say, hey, now you understand what a woman is? Because let me tell you, women, conservative women, if you do that, those leftist women, the ones who don't want to lose, who want their daughters to grow up being able to compete, do you understand everything this is taking away? The Title IX or whatever they called it, they wanted to empower young girls to feel good about themselves by getting them into athletics and letting them compete head-to-head. Now you're demoralizing them because they cannot compete with men, period. Lori Lightfoot got canned in Chicago because she was a horrible leader, not because she was a woman. Listen to Arizona's Katie Hobbs. Let me just tell you, women get into power, and most of them that I've seen on the left, they are blatant idiots. And here's a perfect example. The governor who was cheated into office in Arizona, who I hope they pluck her out of here with some court stuff, because this Arizona election was fraudulent to its rotten core. But here's Katie Hobbs, the interim fake governor of Arizona, talking about school choice.
A reference there to the private Catholic high school that you went to. Yeah. So why shouldn't all students have a chance at what you said was so important in your own life? Look, I grew up in a working class family. This was well before any of this of public assistance for private school existed, and my parents made that choice. I begged them to send me to public school, and we sacrificed a lot. There were times in my family that we were on food stamps, and so it was a choice that they made, and they struggled to make that choice.
What I want is for every student in the state of Arizona, no matter where they live, to have access to high quality public education. And with this universal voucher system, that's not happening. But if their system is failing, if their public school is failing, no to giving them a chance to go somewhere else like you did. The schools are failing because we are failing to invest in them. They're being starved of resources.
So just so we're clear, Katie Hobbs, whose family struggled, but they struggled and they sent her to private school that allowed her to become the fake governor of Arizona. But no, I don't want that for other kids. I want us to fix the system that we leftists have broken. And you know what it's going to take? It's going to take more of your money. See, they're starved of resources. I want you to think about, let's go back to the origins. All right. When schools were one building with one teacher who taught multiple grades and all these kids learned. And you know what the younger kids did? They learned faster because they overheard conversations. It's like my vocabulary. My vocabulary was larger because I participated in my grandparents' conversations. I would hear them talking. And because my brother and I were alone a lot of the time, so I would just eavesdrop. Or sit in there. I mean, what they didn't think of it as eavesdropping. I would just sit there and they would call grown folks conversation. But listen to Katie Hobbs. She's being told, you got an advantage. Well, my parents, you know, we were on food stamps. Okay, so you were on food stamps and your parents still sent you to a better school. They still recognized that you weren't going to get out of school what they wanted you to get. So they put you in private school. Why won't you do that for other people? Well, it's because we have to force these people to stay into this school system. You know, so what? I did something different. And she doesn't even get it. It doesn't even register with her. These are the types of people we're dealing with, folks. Idiots. They don't have it together. And I will tell you, it seems like when it's a leftist woman, it's far worse. And God forbid it's a leftist woman of color. They seem to have a chip on their shoulder. Well, I'm going to prove to you that leftism can work. Well, Katie Hobbs is not a woman of color, but she ought to be because she's acting as stupid as Lori Lightfoot. One of her first things to change education in Arizona was to bring back pronouns.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit, and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Half of the murders in America go unsolved. I just saw this. My producers put this on my desk. Half of the murders in America go unsolved. Let me put it a different way. You have a 50-50 chance of getting away with murder. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Well, unless you're a Clinton, then your odds go way up, like 99.99999% chance of getting away with murder. I tell you what, though, as far as other crimes go, if you are Biden, you have a 99% chance of getting away with racketeering, with money laundering, and a host of other things. Speaking of money laundering, here's what Monica Crowley had to say about Ukraine and money laundering.
And the American people feel great anger about this. We can debate Ukraine policy. I think the national security state has a vested interest in keeping this war going, which is why you haven't seen any diplomatic efforts whatsoever toward peace.
None.
Because we're all making a fortune off of this. Right. This is a massive money laundering operation for the globalists and the ruling elite around the world. And Joe Biden is right there. Joe Biden has a long-standing history with Ukraine in terms of that corrupt regime and corrupt entities there pouring tens of millions of dollars into the Biden family. So he doesn't have an incentive to end this war either.
Not a joke. Fact.
Thanks for chiming in on that one, Joe. Not a joke. Fact. Indeed. Well, I tell you what. I've already made this prediction. I've already told you that Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee in 2024. They're all jockeying now to see who it is. But before I get to that, I want to play this clip. And you want to know why Joe Biden will not be it. I've already given you a lot of examples. He's 78 years old. He'd be 80 by the time he got into office. He's not a 78-year-old together guy. Joe Biden is a 78-year-old guy that is going on 113, okay? And he's aging in dog years. Every day is a week for Joe Biden. And he's managed to keep it together for a little bit of time, but you can't keep it together when you have the level of incapacitation that Joe Biden has, particularly in his brain. And it's also catching up with him in his gait. You can see him. He's high-stepping. You know, he looks robotic when he walks, like he's got to stick up his butt and he has to kind of goose step. And it's only going to get worse. And I don't wish any bad luck on him. I don't like his politics. I think he's a horrible person, a horrible human being. But I don't wish him any bad luck. And I think people know that I'm sincere when I say that. I wish Joe Biden were happy and healthy and doing what he should be doing, which is off to pasture. But no, the Democrats had to cheat him in. But here he is. He's talking about a nurse. And people, this is a weird conversation. When he was saying it, I heard the clip. I was like, where is he going with this? And I'm sure you've heard it, but here it is.
And Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand him. She'd whisper, she'd lean down. She'd actually breathe on me to make sure that there was a connection, a human connection. She went home and brought back her pillow.
What was that, Joe? Brought back her pillow. He was going to say pillow in order to smother him. That's what she was going to try to do to him. Welcome back, folks. That's a weird conversation. I'm going to tell you. So at first it sounds like he's saying she's in there to do sexual favors or something. I'm thinking, what's this? Where's this man going? And you can hear the kind of the nervous laughter. I mean, you sure you want to be telling the story, Joe? I can only imagine what the people who are his handlers, what they were thinking as Joe started this story. He'd come in, you know, and do things. I don't think things you learn in medical school. Whoa, Kemosabe. But then he goes on to talk. He makes her out to be Florence Nightingale, and he says she whispered things and she breathed on him. And it's almost like he's rationalizing how he does people. You know, like he sneaks up behind women and he takes a big whiff of their hair, and then he, whispers something unintelligible to him or whatever. And it's weird. And I'm telling you, if I were his handler, I would have been like, cut the mic. But he finished, and I don't know what she did with the pillow. I guess she brought, okay, why would she bring her own pillow to him? You know what? Why are we even talking about this? Joe Biden's a liar. He probably made it up. He was there to talk to nurses and say something nice about him. So he just comes up with a story that crazy, demented brain of his concocted and said, hey, I saw this in a movie once. Yeah, the nurse, she was really nice, but she would breathe on me. And then she would smell my hair and then kind of nudge up behind me and say, do you feel something? Oh, did I mention it was a male nurse? Oh, man. Do things that I know you didn't learn in nursing school. So you wonder why people want to get rid of old, crazy, demented Joe. And they do. It's the buzz in the Beltway. It's the buzz at parties. What are we going to do? Who are we going to get to replace him? Who are we going to cheat in the office the next time? Will we be able to do it? How are we structuring the big cheat? Are we get? I mean, we're taking people off of voter rolls all across the country. We're having to get this. We're having to go to court to have leftist locations clean up their voter rolls. They act like people don't die. They act like people don't move. People move and they die every single day. And the left is like, well, why are we going to clean up our voter rolls, man? I mean, that's going to cause a real problem when we're trying to stack the ballots. Representative Dean Phillips, Democrat out of Minnesota, said in an interview that literally hundreds of Democrat U.S. lawmakers are apprehensive about Joe Biden being the party's nominee headed into the 2024 presidential race, but they're afraid to say anything. Why would they be afraid? Let me tell you why. Democrats like solidarity. Until the signal goes out that Biden is done, solidarity. There have been some people that have kind of ventured out a little bit. A couple of media people have talked about Hunter. They've been forced to, but ask yourself, where's it gone? We have this term in a computer science called persistence. And you send out a signal, and people would ask, okay, well, does it persist through until it gets back to me? In other words, all the way through the circuit. When I put it out, and you get it, and you pass it to somebody else who passes it to somebody else. You've done this thing as a kid where somebody gives you a message. By the time it gets down to the end of the row, the message is completely changed. Well, you can't do that in computer software. When I send out that token, it needs to be persistent in everything that it touches. If I tell you that it's $13.27, when the next guy gets it, it better be $13.27 until it hits the return loop and then everybody executes. That's what persistence is. And what I will tell you is the Democrats will put out a piece of information about Biden. You know, we got to look into this Hunter Biden thing. We can't. And they act like they're concerned, and they're not. It doesn't persist. It doesn't go across all the networks. But do a mashup of Donald Trump. Listen to them talk about that. Listen to them talk about get the jab. Listen to them talk about the origins of Wu Flu. Listen to them talk about the 2020 election and that if you're an election denier, et cetera. And look at how persistent the message is across multiple platforms. Then do it again with Biden. So until more people get on board and the powers that be say it, Representative Dean Phillips, the Democrat out of Minnesota, I don't know where it's going to go. They go on. Phillips' remarks came after multiple polls found that Democrat voters do not want Biden to be the party's nominee. Again, for a variety of reasons, including unfavorable economic conditions, skyrocketing inflation rates, disastrous foreign policy decisions, etc. Here's Biden's mouthpiece, KJP, talking about his poll numbers.
So a new Fox News poll shows that only 36% of voters approve of the president's handling of the economy. 31% approve of the inflation, the way he's handling inflation. Are voters just not getting the right message, or is there something wrong with the president's policies?
So look, first of all, no, there's nothing wrong with the president's policy, but this goes into a little bit of the COVID origins question that I've gotten a couple times, and that clearly my colleague has gotten a couple times as well. We are just coming out, what the American people have had to deal with, for the last almost 3 years now, if you think about it, COVID, right? COVID-19, once-in-a-generation pandemic, which really put the economy, as you know, into a tailspin.
By the way, if you're wondering, was there an answer there as to why Biden's numbers are low? No, she never gave one. But she knows it, and so do the other Democrats. Gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.